Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power.
The Hodge Podcast. Tonight we are going to be without my co-producer, but I do have Sister Purr with us, and I have Sister Carmen. Just want to say hello to the both of you.
Good evening, Messenger.
Good evening. Today, what we're going to be talking on is Home with God.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, we're going to be talking about a home with God. Yes, I know it's not that we're afraid about to talk deeply about life or even about death. It's just that these are very complex subjects, and I want to make sure that you really prepare to enter into a conversation about them. I want to be psychologically and, I guess, spiritually ready. This is what I want us to be, spiritually ready. I want you to hear them over and over again. It is impossible to live or to die without God, but it is not impossible to think that you are. If you think that you are living or dying without God, you will experience that you are. You may have this experience as long as you wish. You may end this experience whenever you choose. Those words convey all that anyone who is afraid of living or dying will ever need to know. How deep do you wish to go in your higher understanding? Should you choose to continue with this message, I will present you with 100 or more words, 100 words formulated for all of life. And yes, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. You don't have, you're not having this message for anyone else. You're having it for yourself. So often people think themselves as doing something for someone else when they're really doing it for themselves. Everybody is doing everything for themselves. When you awaken into this awareness, you will have reached breakthrough. When you understand that this, when you understand that this is true even about dying, you will never fear dying again. When you no longer fear dying, you will no longer fear living. You will live your life fully, right up until the very last moment. And what we want to talk about is remembrance. As I have told you in previous conversations, you have nothing to learn. You have only to remember. The messages we are about to have, as with all our messages, will help you do that. It will lead you through a series of remembrance about life and death. You will notice that many of these remembrance have to do with death. This is by design, for it is through a deeper understanding of death that you will most quickly reach a deeper understanding of life. Some of these remembrances may be surprising, for they will challenge much of what you thought you knew. Others will not surprise you at all. As soon as you hear them, you will be aware that you knew that all along. Taken together, these remembrances will bring you back to yourself, remind you of all you need to know in order to experience that you are home with God. All human beings are born with all the wisdom of the universe imprinted on their souls. It is the DNA of everything. Indeed, DNA could very well be used as an acronym for Divine Natural Awareness. Divine Natural Awareness, DNA. So that's just an acronym that we could use to replace the DNA that mankind uses. Every living thing that is naturally aware. This natural awareness is built in. It is part of the system. It is part of the process that you call life. This is why when people are confronted with great wisdoms, it often sounds so familiar to them. They agree with it almost at once. There is no argument. There is only a remembering. It is part of their divine natural awareness. It is said to be in their DNA. It feels like, yes, of course. So let us now open this new message in the earnest, allowing you to remember what you have always known. Let us talk with a fresh voice about these things in order that you might refresh your cellular memory, that you might find your way home. Death is the biggest mystery of life. Unlocking that mystery unlocks everything. Once you answer most of the questions you've ever heard about death, you'll have answered most of the questions you've ever had about life as well. Then you'll know how to be home with God without dying. But I advise you not to have an expectation or so set up in your mind, a requirement that everyone must get what is being said here. Because if you do, you might wind up editing this message in order to be sure that as many people as possible understand it and agree with it. But I wouldn't. You have to be tempered to. If you thought that others might marginalize it or ridicule it, there are some underlying principles of life at which we will take a deeper look in just a bit that may make it easier to hold some of these remembrances more firmly in your reality. When you explore these basic principles more fully, you will come to know what you call death is a powerful moment of creation. It is one of the most powerful moments you will ever encounter. It is a tool. Use as it was intended. Death was can create something quite extraordinary. This too will be explained. It is a doorway, but it is a magical doorway because the energy with which you walk through that doorway determines what's on the other side. Of course, nobody really wants to die. I do apologize. Because what I'm doing right now, I'm reading from a script, and my vision is getting a little blurry, so I do apologize. Here is something that you might want to take in. You cannot die against your will. And I say that because you have to understand this. Nothing happens that you do not want to happen. Nothing. Nothing happens that you do not want to happen. And on that note, what I'm going to do, because I got a feeling that Sister Purr yes. got something to say towards that nothing happens that you do not want to happen. And as I was speaking with her earlier, she's having a little bit of a tough day. So she needs encouragement, and I'm opening up the floor. I know you didn't really want to speak, but this is a way for you to be able to see it within you and bring it out.
But first, I don't think I understand what I wonder if you could just elaborate a little bit more first. I'm not sure I'm following. Nothing will happen that you didn't want to happen.
Right.
Is that?
Right. Okay. You can imagine that things happen that you do not want to have happen, but that is not what is so. And it merely allows you to think of yourself as a victim. Nothing holds you back in your evolution more than this single thought. The idea of victimization is a certain sign of limited perception. True victimization cannot exist. True victimization cannot exist. And what I mean by that is some things that happen, they happen because we don't realize it, but it's something that we're doing to make it happen, because nothing can happen to you without your doing, per se. Either subconsciously or you were looking for a different result, but that was the result of it, but it was you that brought that on.
Well, I would argue,
See, victimization.
Because now I'm thinking of violence. Now I'm walking down the path of violence. You know.
Okay, and why did we walk down that path?
I don't know. Not any reason personally. I just thought of it as an example.
Okay.
You know, if there's a fight or, you know, an assault of some kind or whatever, I don't know how you may be saying that victim may have wanted that to happen or played a part in causing it to happen. I'm not sure that I'm understanding.
Okay, well, we'll just use that as an example. Let's say abusiveness. Okay. Let's say you've got an abusive boyfriend or abusive husband or abusive anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I say we allow it to happen because there are signs. There are signs that tell us that this is what that person is. And because we choose not to obey the signs or recognize the signs and look at something else, then what we're doing is we're allowing that to happen.
You're choosing to stay in that situation.
You're choosing to stay. So if you're choosing to stay, then that means even though you don't want it per se, but if you stay, that means that you do.
You're allowing it to happen. Yeah, you're allowing it to happen.
And not making a decision is making a decision.
That's correct. Because there anything that is happening to us that we don't want, we have the power to change it.
Right. But okay, so that's I interpreted it as a relationship or in a period of time. That's how I interpreted what you said. So alternatively, I walk up and punch you in the nose, which I would never do. I'm not that
I understand what you say.
But that's what are you doing then?
Right, yeah.
How are you responsible for that?
Okay, well, I'm responsible for that because now we've got to be able to look at the picture as a whole. First of all, for you to just walk up and punch me in the nose, I had to be doing something or in the wrong place at the wrong time, per se.
I disagree, Messenger. I mean, I'm from New Jersey, too. I'm from New Jersey. You know, things happen. People,
yes, they do.
Again, I'm going to drive-bys or, you know, random violence. You know, stranger danger. That's where I'm going with this. I walk by and pull Nurse Carmen's hair, you know, with all due respect, Nurse Carmen.
Well, I understand that, but one of the things we have to understand, and this is what I mean by that, if we are, once we get in tune with the soul, okay, because the soul is our connection, our godly being in us. Okay, now for a drive-by, we may not want to accept this, but for a drive-by, someone told them not to go there, but they went anyway. Now they might thinking they were minding their own business, but they didn't listen to their soul. Okay, and then we have to understand there is another part also that. Sometimes these drive-bys are someone's soul crying out that enough is enough. You understand what I mean?
Wow.
Sometimes, you know, they may seem innocent because they're out playing, but the soul might know that it's time to leave. And we can't accept that because we think everything is about here on earth. As I was speaking earlier, when we cross over into death, that is when we really become part, the part of, we become God per se. Because that's when we cross over
to live.
That's when you, but what we're trying to get you to understand right now, once you truly understand what you just said, Sister Purr, that you now you start to live, if knowing that when you cross over into death, you start to live, that should be more of a motivating factor to have you to live now.
Absolutely.
Because there is no reason for you to hold back now, because then you realize, technically, I live forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I can enjoy this life. And do you ever wonder sometimes how people, because I knew this one guy, fell out of the floor, I think it was the 8th floor of the project building. 8 floors down. and he lived.
No.
Now, yes, and he lived, and he all he had really was a limp, to my knowledge. Now, I didn't see any other stuff, but I only noticed the limp. But he could talk regular and everything. He had no real major damage, but all he had was a limp. Sister Carmen, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
No, I can't think of his name. He fell out of the Building 5 in the Alabama Projects. My brother Keith was telling me about the brother a long time ago. But anyway, it's showing you what if the soul is not ready to go, you will
correct.
Not go. If you see people on on life support and they're saying that, oh, they've got 20 minutes to live, they got an hour to live, it is not up to the time frame that they're giving.
Mm-mm.
It is up to the soul. And there are a lot of people that are ready to go, but they're holding on because of family and friends. You go to the hospital and they're really,
yeah.
And how many times have you visited people in the hospital and they said, you know, I'm ready? And then the first
yep.
thing we say is, no, don't say that. Don't do that. Just hold on a little longer. Hold on a little longer. And they try and they hold on a little longer for you. And then when you leave, what happens?
They pass away.
That's
yeah,
because
yeah.
you, it's the soul that determines when we come, what it is that we're doing. And this is why it's so important to what you said, sister. When you die is when you fully live. And when you know that, that is the key to living a more abundant life in this phase of life. Because regardless to what it is that people tell you, you will live forever. The only thing you have to understand is this body will not live forever. And if we can
right.
begin to understand that, and, you know, people might say that I'm crazy, but how many times have someone that you've known passed away stopped back in to visit you?
Oh, my goodness. I just had this conversation.
Many times, yeah.
Right,
mm-hmm.
so that is proof for us to know, and
mm-hmm.
and if we really think about it, these people, quote unquote, that we call bad, and we don't think that they're getting into heaven, they've come back and visit people.
Mm-hmm.
They've come back and visit people because what that is letting us know that this so-called place called hell does not exist. Hell exists right here on earth because hell is just a state of mind.
State of mind. That's right.
Amen.
And this is why we have to be more conscious of our soul. Because our soul is telling us things. Even in our darkest hour, the soul is still talking to us. But we want to have our pity party. And so we don't listen to the soul. We want to feel as if we've been victimized, and so we don't want to listen to the soul. So everything that there is nothing that can't happen to you that you don't want. And I can assure you of this, Sister Pearl, when next time we speak again, you're going to tell me, I'm telling you this right now, you're going to tell me how this came back to you. Because that once again, as I said, there is nothing that we don't know.
We don't know. We just have to remember. Yeah.
Just have to remember because it is
mm-hmm.
in our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we change DNA to mean? Divine.
Divine.
What? Natural.
Divine natural awareness.
Awareness.
Yep.
Divine natural awareness.
So this is something that, and this takes time because we've got to understand the things that we've been taught makes what I'm saying just so radical. But if it's only radical to those that just choose not to allow themselves to open up. They just want to stay in that box that they were placed in from birth, and they don't want to step out of the box. You cannot be connected to the creator of all, who's given you the ability to create. And we create all the time. We create the mess we in, we create the good things, and we create what we call bad. We do that. You agree with that, Sister Purr?
Wow. Yes. Yes.
We created.
I also. Yeah. Amen.
You better, Nurse Carmen. All right now. So what? the point that I'm saying to you is that if we know these things, happy are ye if we do them. So we know we have the ability to create. Now I'm just going to give us all a little example on what we can do. Tomorrow morning when we wake up. We wake up with nothing but joy, and we're going to make the day be the best day possible. If we wake up with that in our mind, guess what? You're going to have one hell of a day. That's right.
Yes, sir.
If you wake up like, oh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, my toe hurt.
Right.
You're setting the tone. You're creating a not so good day for yourself.
Right.
And because
self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's right. That's what we're doing. We have the power to speak things into existence. That is part of our God-giving ability. And we do it a lot of times subconsciously, and we have to be more awakened to who and what we are. And when we do that, we can begin to have life and have it more abundantly. And the same, and you just said a profound word when you say, when you die, you really live. So knowing that once you die, you really live, what do you have to lose while you're here? You have nothing to lose. So once again, take life, live it more abundantly, knowing not, what's the worst that can happen to you? You die. And then what happens?
Right.
Then you really get to live in. Right. Because sometimes I say to myself, and when I see these people doing some of these crazy things, for one, climbing Mount Everest, I ain't got no need for that. But what is it? It's
living
experience,
life.
Living life. That's correct.
Yes, yes.
It's just not a way that I choose, but that's what they're doing. They're living life. And if they should die, guess what? They went to the next life happy because they
that's
went
right.
to the next life doing just what they wanted to do. But we hold back from doing what we want to do because people have told us what we want to do is wrong and that this isn't pleasing to God. What is pleasing to God, what we have to understand is our will is God's will.
Amen.
Because if our will was not God's will, then God would not have given you free will. Oh, wow. Today we're here for a half an hour. I told my co-producer that since he's not here, we're going to go for a half an hour. So we've got 90 seconds. I want to thank y'all, but I just want, Sister Pearl, I want you to remember that because what you said really resonated with me as well. We're all messengers helping each other out. All right?
That's
and
right.
what you said really
Amen.
Resonated with me, that when we die, we live. And because
That's
when
right.
we die, we really live. We need to start living more now. And I want us all to take this opportunity to start to tomorrow, just so that you can see the power that you possess. Wake up with the intentions of tomorrow is going to be the best day ever. And let's talk about this on Saturday so that we can see just how great a day we had. And we've got to put forth effort to make it the best day because we have the power to do that. I thank each and every one of you. I look forward to talking to you guys again on Saturday night. I love you all. And remember that tomorrow is going to be the best day ever. Amen.
Thank
so you.
You
have a great day, Sister Purr.
A
thank
great
you
day.
Both. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
Love you.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
If I suffer, I'll have eternal life. When I see Jesus, will be over when I see Jesus.